Puppy poops, doggy doody, bombs, stinkers, whatever you call them, you know you don't want to scoop it. Keep your yard clear of the mess when you call Duty Calls. We understand that things can pile up, and when it does, Duty Calls will be there to lighten the load. So whether it's a deuce or doggy diamonds, visit DODYcalls.com and we'll scoop the poop. That's DODYcalls.com.
For when things start piling up, Duty Calls!
The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
You changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news medias don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bring into light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance on this 16th day of March, which is a Wednesday. And tonight we're going to do something a little different because she always gets introduced last, but tonight she ain't no herbal gerbil. No, indeed. She is the marm of herbal medicine, Miss Wendy Wilson. Are you there, Wendy?
I'm here, Pastor. Good evening.
Good evening. We got you in first today.
And thank you.
And then I'm going to go to Pastor Joe because he never gets to go.
Well, it's simple. His child... And forever I am. Glad to be here with you once more. Hopefully we can raise enough money to stay on all of the radio stations that we are on.
We're going to give it our best, aren't we?
We are.
You know, Joe, I'm not saying this happened, but if a certain person was to have fallen and had her teeth by chance come out and a certain big guy tried to help her, to pick her up and stepped on her teeth... And put a total end to those choppers. Would that have been something that we talked about? Well, no, we're not.
We wouldn't talk about that on the radio.
No, we're not going to talk about that on the radio. And so we have. Did you hear that? That you hear that warbling? That warbling? You know that? That's. Get ready, little Lisa.
Good evening, everyone.
My heart be still. My heart be still. She did it. Get out of here. Go on. Get back in on that telephone. Okay. She's back there.
She's on the phone because it's pledge week, and we have to raise enough money this week to stay on the air for another whole month, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, we forgot to mention one guy. He's a great big guy. He's back there. He's at the controls. He's ready to lay his life down to protect us in a heartbeat. I've got to get him convinced of that, okay? None other than Mighty Andrew!
Good evening, Pastor, and everyone.
There you go. Alrighty, so we got a lot to cover tonight, a whole lot to cover, so we've got to get into it. But this is Pledge Week. It's Pledge Week. Joe, we have less than 6 hours. We got about 5 hours left in this week to raise enough money to stay on the air for a whole month. And Wendy Wilson can't afford to keep us up all by herself. She's going to need help.
Right, a lot of help.
Yeah, and so, all righty, folks. It's 888 888-281-1110, 888-281-1110, or 888-677-9673, 888-677-9673. The phone lines are open. We got to hear from you. We got to hear from you, right? Right, Joe?
We definitely have to hear, because once we, if we have to go off on a station, off a station, we never get back on.
Okay. Are you willing to grovel and beg?
Close. I will ask them to prayerfully consider. That's the way God tells me to do it.
Wendy says she's ready to go to tears, if that'll work.
That might
well,
be better.
Well, Pastor.
Yes, ma'am.
I sent you a payment out earlier this week for $300. Usually I back it up with a payment later in the week, so put me down for $300, and maybe somebody can match that.
All right, $300, Miss Wendy Wilson. We need someone to match $300. Okay, wait a minute. Are these all new ones that come in today? Oh, no, those are older ones? Okay. All right, we got Wendy down for $300.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it looks like Barbara from Georgia is
there will match Wendy's $300.
Barbara from Georgia is pledging $100. So we got Wendy and Barbara. All right, very good. Coming in already. So now we got to get into, now listen, folks, we're going to get into our scripture, but you got to keep it going because we don't want to have to interrupt scripture. If there's anything you don't want to interrupt, it's the word of God, right?
Amen.
Okay, so now we're going to go to James chapter 4, okay?
The title, Has God Not Spoken, right?
Right. Let's just take a few verses at a time, okay, Joe?
Okay.
Okay, let's go with verse. Well, go ahead, read me verses 1 through 4.
All right. From whence come wars and fighting among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? Ye lust and have not. Ye kill and desire to have, and cannot obtain. Ye fight and war, yet ye have not, because ye ask not. Ye ask and receive not, because ye ask amiss, that ye may consume it upon your lusts. Ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God.
Okay, now, it sounds very clearly that he's talking to the Democratic Communist Party. But now, who is he speaking to here? And Wendy, you just jump in because you just kind of sit and listen, but you just jump in and answer.
Well, I have a question.
Go ahead.
If you wanted to ask the Lord for something, what's the proper way to do that?
To ask the Lord for something? Oh, well, you call upon the name first. The very first thing you do is you thank the Lord for what he's done for you already. And then you petition him.
Oh, okay.
And you always try to ask for things that will glorify him. Not things that will make you feel better, look better, but things that you ask for, if they glorify him, those are the things that he is most likely to fulfill, you know, your request, fill it.
Right.
You don't say things, well, Lord, thank you. I'm thankful that I look better than Joe. That's not... See, because that won't get you any points, okay?
No.
Yeah.
You know. And it won't make you any better looking either.
That's why I'm not going to do it, all right? No. Okay, now who's he talking to? He's talking to professing Christians, people that are professing to be Christians. But how do we know that they're professing Christians? Well, he says, you lust and you have not, you kill and you desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight in war, yet you have not, because you ask not.
Unbelievers don't go calling upon God and asking for things.
You ask and you receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. Do you think that would apply to prosperity preachers, to prosperity church?
Probably, yeah.
In spades. No.
In spades, yes.
Okay,
he's basically here when he's talking about the adulterers and adulteresses. He's talking about spiritual whoredom here, not necessarily even physical, but a lot of our sins are spiritual sins, and people forget that. We have a physical body that is encased in sin and has all these lusts of the eye and lust of the flesh. But there are a lot of spiritual whoredoms because of things we do against God.
Well, you're right, Joe. The primary application is spiritual, but the secondary is physical.
Right.
So he's talking to, he's got both of them there. Mm-hmm. And so he says, you adulterers and adulteresses, you know not the friendship of the world is enmity with God. Okay, so give me some ways that you'd be friends with the world. Okay.
When you go on social media and you go along, say something you know isn't right, or you accept what the world's saying over what God says, there are a multitude of ways to do that one.
Rick Warren says, look, if you want to get unsaved Harry into the church, you can't beat him over the head with the Bible.
Right.
You've got to conform the church to the world. He knows that you got to conform the church to what he likes, and then that will bring him in. Now, the problem with that is, first of all, we're not to be conformed to the world, but second of all, why would Harry want to come in if he's already got that in the world, right?
Exactly.
Okay, so.
And if he's seeking entertainment, it's not really a church, it's an entertainment center, so, you know, you're not really bringing these people into the church, into the body of Christ. You're bringing them into an entertainment center, and you're making money entertaining them.
So what if I am a so-called journalist, right, or I'm a contributor, say, to Fox News? We'll use Fox News for an example, because they're the best out of all of them, but they're like the least of the evils, okay, the lesser of the evils. Well, and half of Fox News is good, but now, if I'm on there, like certain people that are on Fox News, and they're professing Christians, and they talk about going to their Bible studies that they have, and their faith in God, and then they praise the good Lord that people who are professing homosexuals and lesbians can be successful out there doing what they want, and are good representatives for the LGBT. What does that tell you? Okay, so in other words, go ahead.
They're either not saved or they do not understand how God feels about sin.
So would you call that Christian light? What they refer to?
I'd call it Christian confused, Christian happy, and dumb.
Okay, so here. So if you're a friend of the world, and even if you don't mean to be an enemy of God, are you still an enemy of God?
Yes, because if you're a true Christian, you really love someone, God says the sodomite is going to hell. If you love someone enough, then you tell them your behavior, what you're choosing to do, and it's a choice, what you're choosing to do is going to send you to hell. And I would like to tell you that there is a way that you can go to heaven. That's loving somebody, willing to step out, take a hit, be insulted, be yelled at, or whatever, be made uncomfortable. But if you really care, you don't want that person going to hell. Now, if you really don't care about that person, you can say anything nice to them you want and let them go to hell. That's not being a Christian.
Okay. Now, listen. If I use my position here on the radio to say, well, Romans 13 says we must obey the government, therefore the government says you should go out and you should take the bio kill shot.
Right.
The government says to do that, so therefore I'm going to encourage you and tell you to go out and take the bio kill shot, even though I know a lot better. I know I shouldn't do such a thing.
You're a friend of the world, and God is not going to be very pleased because you're lying, you're deceiving. You are doing all kinds of sin and trying to please the world and not him.
What if I do a lot of good things, too? I mean, if I do a lot of good things, can I do some bad things, and does that offset it?
No. The wages of sin is death. God made it real plain. He does not like sin, does not accept it.
So we'll ask Wendy this question because she knows all about this. A little leaven leavens how much, Wendy?
The whole loaf.
Absolutely. Okay. Now, he goes on, and he says this. Do you think that Scripture saith in vain, the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy, but ye give more grace? Wherefore he said, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace unto the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh unto you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. Now, every one of those verses that I just read, 5 all the way through 10, has to deal with one thing.
Your sin, giving into the devil, the temptations of the devil, we are to what? Repent and turn from our ways and turn to him on everything.
You're absolutely right. So it's dealing with repentance, which leads to salvation, huh?
Exactly. That's what it means when it's talking about the laughter be turned to mourning, your joy to heaviness. Your sin, knowing your sin put Christ on the cross, should cause you some discomfort, some pain, and realizing when you sin, you have affronted God. And, you know, the penalty of sin is death, and he has yet forgiven you and given you a way out.
Okay. Speak, verse 11, Joe, speak not evil one of another, brethren. He that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law and judges the law. But if thou judge the law, thou art not a doer of the law, but a judge. Therefore, there is one lawgiver who is able to save and destroy. Who art thou that judges? Now, Joe, remember what we read yesterday in Isaiah 55, in Isaiah 55, verse 11. Would you turn to that and read that, Isaiah 55, verse 11?
All right. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it.
Okay, so now he's saying, he's making a very clear point there when he said, he that speaketh evil of his brother and judges his brother speaketh evil of the law. Speaketh evil of the law. So now, what law is he talking about? We've got, we have the letter of the law and the spirit of the law. So what law is he talking about?
He's probably talking about the letter of the law.
Well, he's actually talking about both of them.
Both of them.
The letter and the spirit of the law. Okay, so here now, but wait a minute. I mean, the Bible says that we are to judge everything. As Christians, we're to judge everything. But what is it that is doing the judging right here? You just read it in Isaiah 55. You just read it. What is
his
it that's doing?
The word is what judges.
The word of God is doing the judging, huh?
That's what we go by, the word of God.
Okay. All right. Let me stop here. I see we've got here, Miss McCurdy pledges 40, and Terry in New York pledges 300. You matched it, Wendy. Thank you.
Got a match. Outstanding.
Okay, I've got to do this very quickly, folks. 888-281-1110. 888-281-1110 or 888-677-9673. You want me to keep asking Joe and Wendy questions? Then you got to call. I got to see those lights lit up. They got to happen. Call. Call now. 888-281-1110.
Just remember, we're totally listener-supported. Are you the listeners? Your donations pay the bills, and all of us work for the Lord for nothing. We don't get paid for this job.
That's right. And some say we get we're not worth anything either, but no.
we could say that, but
no, we're not going to do that.
The plan is out of this world.
Yeah, okay. So that lawgiver that he's referring to is the Word of God. Okay, now, and what you just read, it accomplishes exactly what God wants it to accomplish. Did he stutter when he said that at all?
No, he didn't. But too many times we go and start judging people on their motives and different things, but all we're allowed to do is look, the Word says thou shall not, or yes, you can, and we have to go by what God says. Now, like when we talk about somebody like Joel Osteen, who said he never preaches on sin, we know that biblically we can say that is totally against what God has to say. It's just the opposite of what God says. And we're not judging the person, we're judging his action. His action is disregarding the word of God.
And so here now, is God's word, is it stuttering anywhere? In other words, is it at any time, I know, and a lot of people say that it contradicts itself. But in other words, if you were to go
phrase and use it without putting it in context or putting it with the other appropriate words of God, yeah, you can make anything sound wrong if you use it incorrectly.
All right, so go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
1 Corinthians, okay.
Chapter 2.
All right.
So
we're there.
Okay, now start there in verse 12. Read verse 12 all the way through 16.
Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ.
Now, okay, so the spiritual man judges what?
Spiritual things.
All things.
All things.
All things. Okay, we do judge everything. So wait a minute.
You judge all things.
Okay, so when we judge all things, by what? What do we judge it by?
By the word of God.
Okay, so then we judge those things. In other words, what we do is we acknowledge what God's word has already judged, huh?
Exactly.
Already?
He's made the judgment. It's already made. We're just reading it, acknowledging it, and teaching it.
All right, now, read verses 13 all the way through 17.
Oh.
Of James 4.
Of James 4, okay. James 4. Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow we will go to such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little while, and then vanisheth away. For that ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or do that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings. All such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Okay, so now here, what did we just read here? Now, the Bible says that God cannot be tempted, that God cannot be tempted, okay? But it also says, will you tempt God, okay? So what's going on there? Is there a contradiction?
No, I sure don't see a contradiction there. Saying basically the first thing you need to say, if the Lord will, we will do certain things. And then it's, we know what, we're supposed to be doing good. If we're not doing good, we are not going to be in his grace.
Okay, so if we take a look back and throughout the Bible, there's a number of people within the Word of God that this would apply to, as we see this. For example, here, remember that when the Lord Jesus talked about the rich man and the crops, and he built extra silos?
Right, to hold everything.
And so what did he say he was going to do?
He was going to take away what he has.
Well, no, he says, I'm going to build more silos.
Oh, I thought you meant in the end. Yeah, he was going to build more silos to hold more of his grain.
And then when the price went up, when the price went up, he was going to sell it and profit
even more.
What was the problem, though? There were hungry people there that needed that food. Now, didn't they?
Right.
Okay, so now, what about that fellow called Nebuchadnezzar? Remember Nebuchadnezzar?
Yeah.
Remember what he said? He stood out there on his balcony and he looked around and he said, "I have built all of this." Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have. Yes.
Who was listening?
God was listening.
Yeah. So God says, "Excuse me, Nebuchadnezzar. What did you know about grass and feathers and things?" So Nebuchadnezzar
he didn't
learned.
Know much, but he sure learned quickly.
All right. So how many times have you heard about self-made men?
Often.
Are there any self-made men?
No, we were all made in the image of God, made by him in his image, and the things we have, we were given, the talents were given by him to us.
There's a lot of self-made messes, though, huh?
There's a lot of messes, yes.
But now, if I were to say, Joe, give me the best example in all of Scripture that applies to verses 13 through 17. It would be found in Isaiah chapter 14. I will be as the Most High.
High.
I will sit on the sides of the north. Right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Was that Hillary Clinton that said that? It wasn't.
Queen Hillary, no, but she was parroting some of the thoughts. Yes, I will be the on high, yeah, the high seat, yep.
All righty, so. All right.
I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the side of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High.
So we know who the number one offender in the entire Bible is, huh?
Yes, Satan.
Hang tight. We'll be back right after this.
Now you've heard the story about the King of Kings, who was born of a virgin and above all things. Yes, he was, and he wasn't, and he is, and he's yet to come. And how he went to the desert and was tempted thrice by the serpent, who was Satan and the father of lies. How he did all the things that he did, 'cause he was Yahweh's own son. He said, "I am the way and the truth and the life." So they hung him from a tree till he was crucified. Then they carried him and buried him in a tomb 3 days and three nights long. And with a bang and a clang and a great big boom, the angel removed the stone from the tomb. And when they all went looking inside, well, Jesus, he was gone. And now you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father, he calls it, for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now as the Spirit moved and the church caught fire and the gospel spread through the Roman Empire, that old devil's old world order was turned upside down. It seemed the more that he martyred and he crucified, the more the Holy Ghost of Jesus Christ was multiplied, until the gospel of the saving grace of Christ was finally spread the world around. All because there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now the Muslims say it's down to Allah you bow. The Hindus pray they'll come back as a cow. The Orientals say only Buddha's the way. But what are they gonna say on Resurrection Day? Now the world's got leaders that are trying to lead, but the truth of the matter is they're all deceived, 'cause they've all got secrets in their past they're trying to hide. So when Satan steps up to make his deals, he threatens to tell all the other big wheels, so they all conspire together to save their own hides. But you know there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. The Father had caused it for the Son to be redeemed. When you're resurrected from the grave, you leave no deposit. Yes, there ain't no skeleton
in Jesus' closet. Yes, there ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet.
Alrighty, and you've got God's word on that, and that's a fact,
Amen.
Folks. There ain't no skeleton in Jesus' closet. Now, we have with us tonight Miss Wendy Wilson, and Wendy, you know what I did? I took off today, and I left my briefcase, and in my briefcase was my Bible, my notes, and everything, and all the phone numbers that I normally give out, and so you're going to have to give me that phone number for Apothecary Herbs.
Sure. It's 866-229-3663.
Alrighty. Now, tonight, I'm going to turn my volume up a little bit because you're kind of low on your voice. Jeez. You've got that cute little voice, and that cute little voice is in a cute little body. But just close your eyes and imagine you're me. Okay.
Oh, no, Pastor, don't do that to her. I like her.
Yeah, I get it. I know what you mean. All righty. You know, let me ask you a question, Wendy. What if it had been me that fell and my teeth came out and Mighty Andrew stepped on those instead of somebody else and I pretend like it was somebody else? Would that be wrong? Okay, just thought I'd run that by you, anyhow. There you go.
The broken teeth you weren't going to mention happened, right?
Well, yeah, we're not gonna mention that. Okay.
Right. Okay.
Somebody might feel bad about stepping on. You know, I don't want someone running around with guilty feelings. Okay. little teeth in the bottom of his feet. No. Anyhow, let's get out of there. Let's talk about how about we doing something with the remaking of Blood. Wendy, do you know anything about that?
Actually, I kind of came across some research that came out of McMaster University in Ontario, Canada about that. Now, you probably remember, as maybe some of the listeners do, that, you know, health conditions and disease can affect how the immune system functions. And the media has been reporting the last couple of years on the COVID virus and how that COVID virus may be able to undermine the human immune system.
Oh, boy.
And, yeah, and that people, especially people with, you know, underlying health conditions, have a difficulty mounting a defense against COVID. So, but now science is reporting, hey, they got some research out there that they can help your immune system defend yourself from COVID and some other diseases, but they're going to help you. It's sort of like the government saying, we're here to help. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. That you just said the scariest words that I know.
Yep.
We're from the government, right. And we're here to help you.
Right. Well, this is research March 2022 from McMaster University in Ontario, Canada. They conducted some research on re-engineering human red blood cells in order to produce a better immune system response. So they've modified some human red blood cells supposedly to carry the COVID virus around the body better than the regular blood cells would. And in theory, it's supposed to trigger the immune system to fight the infection and protect you. But my first thought when I read this research is, if you improve the circulatory spread of a virus around your system, how is that at our advantage? It's not. So in the next sentences that I was reading in this report, they said they will be using these re-engineered blood cells to also distribute drug therapy to the body as well. And you know what? When they said that, it triggered a memory of mine. I reported on that in 2020, and we're gonna catch up with that in just a minute. Let me read you this quote from Isabella Passos. She's at McMaster University involved in the study. She said, "We are developing new strategies and vaccine technologies for critical control over pandemics of the future. Red cell membranes are embedded with SARS-CoV spike proteins in a form of a virus-like particle. The particles could activate the human immune system and produce antibodies, and this worked well in our animal trials." So I don't know. When I hear spike proteins, I don't feel good about it. What do you think?
No, I don't feel good about it either.
It sounds like they're kind of introducing some kind of shock therapy. Will shock the whole body, and that'll make the body respond better, right?
Right. They're like slapping you across the face. Wake up. But anyway, I was wondering how they were doing this reengineering. So what the scientists do is they take the human red blood cell and they remove everything that's inside the cell. And on the outside of the cell, they attach the COVID spike protein, which is supposed to mimic the virus. And scientists are saying that the reengineered blood cells are completely harmless. Now, I want you to remember that, completely harmless. And they also justify this by criticizing the current vaccines. Here's what Mikhail Ryan-Stadler with the Department of Physics at McMaster says. He says, current vaccine delivery methods often cause drastic immune system reactions and have short-lived responses. Some of the vaccines developed have shown side effects, and our research opens the new delivery platform for new possibilities in new vaccines, end of quote. And also, Isabella goes on to add, we found that we can load the red blood cells with large doses of viral proteins, likely to produce fewer side effects, making the new vaccines more tolerable and effective. So there are going to be side effects, but they're saying it'll be fewer. I don't know that I believe that. But,
well, Wendy, we know that we've had trouble with the vaccine spreading and causing things, and it would sound like the more you would spread it throughout the body, the more parts of the body would be affected. I was just looking. There's an article I have about a doctor talking about how a huge increase in his patients are having all these side effects and problems, including death from the vaccine. And he's talking about these side effects, strokes, blood clots, hemorrhages, heart conditions, sudden death, allergies, neurological problems, psychiatric conditions, autoimmune, chronic fatigue, immune suppression, cancer, menstrual irregularities, miscarriages, birth defects. It sounds like it's already getting in enough parts of the body without their trying to make sure it gets into every part of your body, including your little toe.
Yeah, every nook and cranny, as they say.
Every nook and cranny. It doesn't sound good.
No, it doesn't. But and always remember what Dr. Anthony Norris told me in the 90s. He says your vaccine serums will corrupt your genetic weakest link. And that's why not everybody has the same response. So I thought that was real important to know, because that's what the drug companies tend to hide behind is, oh, it can't be the vaccine or everybody would have that problem, see?
People respond to everything from peanut butter to bananas differently, right?
Okay, before you go any further, folks, I got to jump in because, you know, we haven't had a phone. It's been now we haven't had a phone ringing in, within the last 15 minutes. 15 minutes. We haven't had a phone ring. Not one.
Somebody needs to match my support.
We need more and more people to match your support.
We
need to do that tonight because we are right now $5,300 away from our goal. $5,300 away from my goal. So now the number is 888-281-1110. We gotta get this to you. We gotta get the phones a ringing. 888-281-1110. We have about 5 hours left in this entire week to raise enough money to stay on the air for another month. Or 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. And so, Wendy, we want to finish what you were saying, because what you're saying is very, very informative. And I've got a clip that I want to play. It's very, very informative, too. And I want you and Joe to comment on it. But I'm not going to do it unless those phones ring. If those phones don't ring, okay. If they don't ring, okay, then, well, you know, I'll talk about Mighty Andrew or something else. You know. But the phone's got to ring. 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. I think one's ringing. I think I see one ringing.
Radio might be free, but this program isn't. We have to pay bills. We have to pay for the airtime because we don't have sponsors, and we don't sell you all kinds of products.
Okay, two phones have rung, so we'll go back. Wendy, finish off. Folks, keep the phones coming.
Okay, so one of the things I want people to remember is the research now being reported is applied to a lot of different areas of research. It's known as interdisciplinary types of research. So the spike proteins are synthetic that they're using, and there's we're told they have no genetic material and can be manufactured quickly in large quantities, and the scientists are reporting that this synthetic spike protein can trigger your immune system. Now, this process allows them to tailor the vaccine to all the variants that they want. And physics departments at universities tend to operate in the interdisciplinary areas of science. So if you want to create a new drug delivery platform like this, research tends to draw from many different departments. So research today often will include a group of scientists from the physics department, biology, immunology, and biotechnology areas. Let me read you a quote from Dawn Bowich, a professor of medicine at McMaster. She said, "We feel we've created a radically new and different vaccine platform." I find that term radical very interesting. So here's where we're getting to some of the old research that I reported on 2 years ago. So the study was stating that this new vaccine technology can be used to deliver any drug therapy as well, and this went as far to call their creation, get this, smart blood cells. That's what they're calling it.
Oh, brother.
So Professor Bowich, or Dr. Bowich, goes on to say, "This platform of reengineering is a smart blood cell and can be used in different ways. In our research, it was a vaccine, but we are also using smart blood cells such like this to use as nanorobots inside the human body." So all these terms kind of, you know, throw up red flags for me. And now I reported, like I said, on this previous research where they redesigning the blood system supposedly to control disease. Now this was January 2020, and I reported on this research where science was recreating the human blood. And lo and behold, guess what, Pastor? That research was also done at McMaster University. And they got published in the January 2020 Journal of Advanced Biosystems. So their blood cells that they were talking about then were delivery vehicles for drug therapy. Even in that research, they were discussing how the same blood cells could be used for vaccine vehicles. But I want you to notice something. This earlier research says that their reengineered blood cells were undetectable by the immune system. Now, hang on to just a second there, because didn't we just find out that their vaccine delivery reengineered blood will stimulate the immune system to react?
But it's undetectable.
Right. So this modified red blood cell, they've gotten the nickname, they gave it a nickname, the superhuman red blood cell, as well as the smart blood cell. So scientists at McMaster claim their work is perfected. They have perfected the red blood cell. Sort of, boy, you talk about a slap in God's face. So they're saying the blood cell that they're making is better, undetectable by the human immune system. They boast that the new red blood cells carry out their duty in, get this, stealth perfection. That's scary. So Dr. Ryan Stadler says this, "We call these superhuman red blood cells, and we think that they could work as a perfect stealth drug carrier, which can outsmart our immune system." End of quote. So how did they do this? Well, they cracked your cell. According to the research, they redesigned these red blood cells by, it was a procedure to make the cell a hybrid. So the red blood cells look like normal blood cells, but its outside surface is sticky. So they crack open the cell, and they modify the outer cell wall. They replace the outer cell wall with their drug molecules and then inject drugs into the body of the molecule. The outer cell layer is sticky in order to attach to whatever the target is. bacteria, virus, tumors, whatever they decide. The cell is also a combination of synthetic material and biological material that creates this new cell. The synthetic substance and the drug molecules are hidden inside the cell to escape immune system detection. That's why they remove everything inside your blood cell to fill it up with that stuff. They say the entire process is very efficient and can be completed in one day in the lab. So they don't have to incubate anything. So this research shows that the thickness of the red blood cell membrane can be adjusted, as well as the blood lipids, and their orientation is therefore changed. So by adding other lipids, it changes the cell's behavior. So the drug molecules actually can be added to the hybrid cell. So, but here's the problem. Here's the problem. This was from the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute of Health. They were reporting in November 2016 on this ongoing research in reengineering blood cells. And they said the drug delivery system they were reporting on is still just theory. And there were some system problems with the hybrid blood cells. They said, quote, furthermore, native red blood cells circulating in the bloodstream influence behavior and interaction with targets and non-target cells of carriers that do not, or at least are not supposed to interact with normal red blood cells. It works in the lab environment, but modified red blood cells are drug carriers, and they present a complex regulatory challenge. So what they're referring to is, okay, you got these hybrid re-engineered blood cells in your system. Well, how are they interacting with the healthy real blood cells?
Hang on, and we'll tell you in a minute, folks. Look, we've said here, and again, the phone lines, we had two calls came in, they quit. We got to hear from you. Mark from Minnesota pledges $5. Tom from New York pledges $100. Andrea from Medina pledges $35. The phone lines aren't ringing. They got to start ringing, okay?
Got to ring, ring a dingy.
They got to ring. Wendy?
I need to remind the people that you took a big gamble and went on many news stations all at once and were given a really low rate to start, but that we've been on these stations long enough that they've raised the rates. But the donations from a lot of those stations haven't gone up with the increased price that we have to pay for the airtime. And we must, as a ministry, be able to make each station that we broadcast on pay for itself. And there has to be enough donations from every station to pay for itself. So we really need you folks. If you want us on a station, you have to help keep us on.
Well, you're right, and we keep a very close record of how much is coming in from each station, and the time's going to come when if we have to cut, we're going to have to cut the stations that aren't supporting themselves, folks. And
right.
In fact, I've got that right in front of me right now, sitting here as I'm looking at it. And we're looking at WHKW 1220, WLKV 1500 out of Detroit, WKPRZ out of San Diego, WFIL out of Philadelphia, WKRD out of Dallas, WEZE out of Massachusetts, and it goes on and on. But we know exactly how much, and there's some of these stations that are, you know, they're not performing, and it's not that we want to go off, because I tell you what, I get letters from folks out there on all of these stations. Some very, very good people, and they send donations, and they ask, please don't go off the air there. Well, it's not that we don't go off because we want to, okay? And so, anyhow, we're fighting with everything we have.
If we were wealthy, we'd pay the bill, but neither one of us were pastors. We are not multi-billionaires, millionaires, or, you know, we don't run businesses. We
already 888-281 1110. See, I got the people in the other room yelling. Put out the number. Give out the number. Give out the number. Give out the number. 888-281-1110. And then it's 888-677-9673. 888-677-9673. All right, we have Madeline in Queens, pledge 25. Thank you, Madeline. Now, Wendy, what you were talking about here, what they're doing, you know, there's one other time in history, one other time in all history, when globally, on a global status, They transgressed God's dominion. Mm-hmm. And that you'll find in Genesis chapter 6, right, where the DNA, where they've changed the DNA of the image of man made in the image of God. And God gives very, very, very clear and strict warnings. You don't do that. He kept dominion of man for himself. And because of that, you had that thing called the flood.
Flood.
Right.
And about 8 billion people perished, right? So God is telling you, see, I'm here to tell you tonight, folks, pay close attention to what's happening out there. You need to pay very close attention to what is happening out there right now in this world. You need to be prepared. Now, Caroline from Strongville pledges 50. Thank you, Caroline. But we have to keep those phone lines have to keep going. We're going to be coming up to, well, first of all, let me tell you, one of the things you want to do, too, is like we're always saying, be prepared. And we've been warning people, Wendy, there's going to be shortages coming up. I was in a store today that's always very busy, and for the first time ever in this store, there were bare shelves. Shelves were bare. They were running out of supplies and unable to get certain things. And the place was packed, and there was a run on a lot of things. People, we're trying to tell you, okay, what is taking. This is being created on purpose. Farmers are being paid, not like it's been in the past, but on a much, 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 much larger scale, not to grow food. Do you hear what I'm telling you? Others are told even to destroy the crops. They're going to, whoever controls the food controls the people. You've got BlackRock. You've got the Chinese Communist Party that's buying up farmland here in America left and right. You got Bill Gates, who's one of the largest landowner in America, folks. These things are happening now. Now, that's why we're here to trying to tell you about it. So you need to be stocked up. You need to be stocked up on food and other things. And one of the things you really need to have is natural herbal medicines. That's why I suggest you call 866-229-3665. 866-229-3663, right?
Yep, 3.
663, right now. And get her catalog, because in her catalog, it's got all of the different things that her herbal medicines treat. Wendy, go ahead and give yourself a spot. Get the people to order your stuff so they're ready.
So we specialize in immune boosting, organ cleansing, and metabolic strengthening. So we can send you a free catalog. All you have to do is call the toll-free number at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or go up on the website and request it at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. And, you know, Pastor, the U.S. National Library of Medicine Institute Health put out a warning on this re-engineered blood. They said that there's undesirable and unintended outcomes can result. When you're dealing with hybrid blood cells in the body, and especially where it can attack vascular targets, does that ring a bell?
Yeah, it sure does.
Right. So what is the cost?
I remember having biology. And the cellular structure, what goes on inside a cell, the chemical and electrical changes that go on, impulses, extremely complex.
Yeah,
and they don't understand it at all. And here we're adding a synthetic to live tissue, so that cell is only partially living tissue. It's now half or partially artificial. It said synthetic, which means it's made from something other than human flesh.
Joe, we're coming up to a break here now. When we come back from this break, folks, I'm going to introduce a clip and listen carefully to what's going on. It's very, very important, because we're going to let you know what you're not supposed to know, what you're not supposed to be hearing. So be right back after this. Don't go away. More to come.
Fight the fight.
Thank you for listening to What's Right, What's Left, the voice of the Christian resistance. To support this ministry, head to WRWL.org. That's WRWL.org. Mail your donations to What's Right, What's Left Ministries. 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. If you missed part of tonight's program, you can check out the podcast at thewordcleveland.com. Thewordcleveland.com. Once again, thank you for listening and supporting What's Right, What's Left Ministries, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. The second hour is coming up next.